Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast, New South Wales Property Agent CPD, Are You Compliant? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Friday, the 29th of May, 2026.
For New South Wales agents, you've got 32 days left to make sure that you are compliant. For Queensland agents, you need to have yours done by your renewal date. So, you know, making sure that you fit in there. But, you know, in New South Wales, you have a 30th of June cutoff. We are required as providers, all providers are required, to send a report to Fair Trading on by the 15th of every month of everybody who has completed CPD in the previous calendar month. Now, completed means attended. So you either attended face-to-face or you attended via an interactive webinar. You interacted during those sessions, either face-to-face or on a webinar. You did your assessment either in class or online, and you paid your fee. So at the end of that, when that is completed and your certificate is issued, you then go on to the report that goes to Fair Trading. So you need to be on those reports. Otherwise, Fair Trading has no record that you have done and completed your CPD. So remember, it's pretty simple. If you're a sales or a property manager, it's 7 hours of CPD if you're a class one or a class two. If you're commercial, business broking, on site, there's a different requirement. It's 5 or 4 hours. There's additional training if you hold additional licenses. So if you hold an additional stock and station license or a strata managing license, there is extra training to be done. If you just hold a strata license, it's 4 hours plus the extra external webinar for strata that we've heard about only in the last month. You have three opportunities. One of those is gone. There's two more, and that's through the company Your Strata Professional. And the information for that is on the Fair Trading site. It's actually also on our website where you can click a link and get through to that. And if you are a Class 1 agent, you must have either completed the 5-hour business forum with Fair Trading, either face-to-face or through a webinar, or via us, who are approved to run that business forum on Fair Trading's behalf. And again, it's either face-to-face or via an interactive webinar. So guys, you need to get your CPD done. If you are not sure that you are compliant, pick up the phone, send us an email. We will check that for you. We will look up your status on Fair Trading and see exactly what you need to do and have you done it all. Make sure you are retaining and maintaining your records of CPD. It is the licensee in charge's responsibility to make sure that they keep records of all people within their office that require to do CPD, inclusive of assistant agents, and have that available. Have 3 years' worth of records for licensed agents, 4 years' worth of records for assistant agents, and you need to make sure that that is available in your CPD register along with your training plan, so all of your other training that you've been doing. The 2026-27 CPD year starts on the 1st of July. What those topics are, we don't yet know. Fair Trading will advise the training providers of that, I guess, in the next month. And we will then work to write some interesting materials and get that out for the following year. So, but at this point in time, let's not think about the 26-27 year. Let's think about the 25-26 year and making sure that you're compliant. So double check that, triple check that, and make sure you've got your certificates ready and make sure that, obviously we have the capacity to send in the report to Fair Trading to show that you are compliant.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.